Topic number 2. Culture and art. They enable us to feel the beauty. They contain two parts. 1. Mimesis, to describe the world and life. 2. Catharsis. It cleans your soul. Art can do that. What does the national heritage mean? Culture and art are integral parts of everyday life of people. They add aesthetic value to our lives, enrich our mind and please our senses. Both culture and art are parts of national heritage. They do their best to develop and promote it. Natural heritage gives definition of nation. What is the difference between art and culture? Culture is the way of life of a particular country. Culture can be connected with everyday life, for example, behavior and manners. Art is expression of one person. The arts covers everything: literature, drama, poetry, short stories, novels, performing arts, theater, dance, cinema, opera, and fine art, sculpture, painting, architecture, and ceramics. Art usually means fine art, but it can also refer to technique and creativity. It is the way of communicating feelings. Artists express themselves in many forms. There were 6 art periods: ancient art, medieval art, Renaissance, Baroque, Romanticism, and realism. Music has become a hobby, a profession, and a part of lifestyle of many people. Types of music: pop, rock, jazz, blues, country, folklore music. Those who like classical music can enjoy a concert of a philharmonic orchestra. Some festivals are held annually, such as the Bratislava Music Festival. Famous composers are Mozart, Beethoven, and Bach. Royal Opera House in London, Carnegie Hall in New York. Dramatic art and literature. It has tradition in England and France. Royal Shakespeare Company Theatre. London theatres are concentrated in the West End. Scotland, Edinburgh International Festival, Festival of Classical Music, Opera, Theatre, Dance. Slovak Theatre, goers like New Scene Theatre in Bratislava. Cinema. It has the greatest popularity among young people. Most of the movies are movies of American productions. Slovak subtitles are very frequent, or some films are dubbed. International film festivals are held in Cannes, Venice, and Berlin. Painting and architecture. Painters: Picasso, Van Gogh, Rembrandt, Claude Monet, Michelangelo. Cultural life in a big city and a small town. A big city. In a big city there is usually a better choice of cultural facilities than in a small town/village. In a large city, you can go to a cinema, a theater. In the theater you can see different kinds of performance: a drama, a comedy, an opera, a musical, a ballet. If you want to see a performance in a theater, you should buy or book the tickets in advance. Theater performances take place in the evening and there is always special class atmosphere, so people should wear nice clothes when they go to the theater. After you come to the theater, you leave your coat in a cloakroom and an attendant will show you your seat. When the performance ends, the audience applauds and the curtain falls. If the performance is excellent, the actors can get a standing ovation. An art gallery. In an art gallery, we can see exhibitions of classical or modern art. For example, the exhibitions of photographs, paintings, sculptures, book illustrations. A museum. In the museum, we can learn about the history of our country or the history of the whole world. You can see exhibitions of things which show us how people used to live in the past. A small town/a village. In small towns and villages there are not as many opportunities for cultural life as there are in big cities. Some villages have a community center or a club where sometimes discos or balls are held on special occasions, for example on the Mother's Day or during Christmas. If people who live in a village want to see a film or a theater performance, they have to travel to the nearest town or a city. If they don't want to travel, they can watch a film on TV or they can borrow a DVD and watch it at home. My Attitude to Culture, a romantic novel, Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. The main heroes are two young people, Romeo and Juliet, whose families hate each other. They fall in love but their families don't like it and they want them to break up. But they love each other too much and so they commit a suicide. I liked the book because it is about love, it has a tragic end and it is very romantic. Famous people and culture. In music, Louis Armstrong, he is a famous trumpeter in jazz history. The Beatles, an English music group famous in 1960s. It had four members, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. In theater and cinema, Charlie Chaplin, an American actor of the silent era. Woody Allen, the American comedy film director, actor. Walt Disney, a producer of animated cartoon films. Alfred Hitchcock, a film director, he directs horrors and thrillers. Dustin Hoffman, Marilyn Monroe, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis. In fine art, Andy Warhol, he is famous for his paintings, he is the son of Slovak immigrants. Other questions, do you prefer going to a cinema or a theater? Why? Do you like folk music and folk dance performance? Why? Why not? What sort of dance do you prefer? Disco, folk, hip-hop, modern, ballroom? Who is your favorite actor or singer? Describe him or her. What sorts of films do you enjoy watching? What are the advantages and disadvantages of watching a film at the cinema? Or on the DVD player? Why do people visit the cinema less often than before? What is an Oscar?